Hey, good morning, my kings and queens. Today, you know, I'm sitting, waiting on my next load. You know, I'm in some part of Pennsylvania. I forgot the damn name, but first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Larry Love. You can follow me on IG at Larry Love 11587, or you can catch my check me out on my YouTube channel, Unanswered Questions. You know, and today I want to talk about excuses. How motherfuckers make excuses instead of solutions. It's never another motherfucker fault why you broke or ain't got no money in your pocket. It ain't nobody fault that your car is getting repoed. It's not nobody fault that you are behind in bills. It's not nobody fault that you got an eviction notice. Only motherfucker you can really blame is that motherfucker's that's in the mirror. You feel me? Like, today, for instance, I had a chick text me or whatever. I text her, like, good morning. She, like, I don't know too much about good, but morning. I'm like, well, you woke up this morning. Some people ain't wake up this morning. So that's good, for one. And she wrote me a long ass paragraph about how she behind in bills and somebody stole her identity and all this other shit. And I'm like, well, you know, I hope everything work out for you. And she said, send me a text back like, well, I see I can count on you if I need you. And mind you, I barely even know this bitch like that. You feel me? I don't even know this bitch like that. I only met her like one time ever in life. And she feel comfortable she basically asking for money but not asking. If that makes any sense. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, bitch, I don't even know you like that. You feel me? And anyway, I think that's very unattractive that a woman don't got her finances in order. You feel me? I hate broke bitches. I hate broke people, period. You feel me? But it's even worse when you're a woman when you broke. Because I feel like it's a little easier for a woman to scrape up some money like it ain't nothing. But that's just my opinion. But anyway, bitch broke as shit. And it's like, I don't like broke bitches. You feel me? Instead of you making all these excuses why you ain't got no fucking money and you behind in your bills, do something about it. There's so much shit you can do. Like, you feel me? You can fucking drive for Lyft, drive for Uber, check around your house, see if you got anything that's, like, worth doing a yard sale or shoveling snow. I mean, I bitch, do something. You feel me? Other than sit around being fucking broke. Like, and there's nothing wrong with being broke when there's a reason why. Like, okay, you just paid your mortgage. Or you just paid your rent. You just paid your car note. You just paid car insurance, so you don't have a lot of money. I can understand that. But to sit around and be broke and don't be caught up in your bills, you should be a fucking ashamed of yourself. You feel me? Like, I'm a nigga with no high school diploma. I got no type of degrees under my belt. So, you know what I mean? I got my CDL. So I'm able to, you know, make extra money than the average, you know, person with no education. So, you know what I mean? It's like I ain't making excuses for myself. But before I was driving trucks, shit, I was throwing trash. I didn't work for moving companies. I didn't work hella fast food jobs. I didn't, you know, dibbed and dabble a little bit in the streets and shit. Like, I always found the way to make money. So when a motherfucker is my age or even older or maybe a little younger, got an excuses for being broke. Like, just shut the fuck up. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that shit. If your ass ain't disabled or mentally fucked up, then there's really no reason to fucking be broke. And even some of them motherfuckers get checks and have money. So ain't nobody trying to hear your fucking excuses in 2021. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've been looking into other shit to get money. Like, you know, I've been studying real estate. I've been studying, you know, like working on my own radio station, podcast, or whatever. It's like, I'm into, like, you know, buying property. Like, I'm into a lot of shit that can, you know, make me a decent dollar. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, when you use, like, idle time is the devil time, for one. So when you sitting around ain't doing shit with your life, it's like, you feel me, nothing positive gonna come from that. If you waiting on a motherfucker to knock on your door to offer you a job or offer you a bag or offer you an opportunity, then bitch, you gonna be waiting forever. You feel me? You need to get the fuck up and do something with your life. You feel me? And this, and the bitch I'm talking about, she got a real nasty attitude on top of that. She one of those bitches who was like almost 400 pounds, got the surgery, go to hit the gym, and now the bitch look halfway decent now. And she like bougie as a motherfucker. Like, bitch, nah, had that same attitude you had when you was 400 pounds, bitch. You feel me? Had that same motherfucking attitude. You feel me? You want to sit down and talk shit and look, and bitch, like, and then your priorities all fucked up because you got all this Gucci, Louis, and designer bags in your house, and bitch, you can't even pay your goddamn bill. So that goes to show me that you irresponsible, and on top of that, like, bitch, you feel me? Your priorities is fucked up. What I look like going to buy me some Nike boots, a fucking $400 outfit, and, you know what I mean, and just some expensive shit, and my rent is due, and that's all I got to my name. Like, I would look like a damn fool. No, I will wear these old motherfucking shoes I had on last week and make sure my fucking rent is paid. You feel me? Who the fuck want to look nice and you outside? You be fucking fly as a bitch, but you homeless. That makes no sense to me. Or fly as a bitch and you at your mother crib, or at your father crib, or at your brother crib. And a lot of you niggas, you feel me, use bitches as an opportunity. You know what I mean? You're not able to stand on your own, so you bouncing from different bitch. And once she get tired of you, you feel me, you on to the next one, and you using her. And then you just, the pattern don't stop. You feel me? That's some real shit. It's like, niggas be wanting women to play the role of their mother. Because once their mother, like, kick them out and shit, or the mother might not kick him out. They might just want to move out. That bitch do everything his mother did. Cook for him. Let him hold the car. Let him lay around the house all day. Cook and run up the goddamn gas and electric and shit like that. And invite his friends over. And, you know, just stupid shit. And some of these niggas be cheating on your dumb ass. So that even make you super stupid. You feel me? If that's a new word. Like, a lot of you bitches is retarded. And a lot of you niggas is retarded too. You bum ass niggas. You feel me? Up here, you know what I mean? Think a motherfucker owe you something. You feel me? Like, my thing is, it's like, my nigga, like, when you working out here, I say put like 20-30% of your salary up a month. Like, maybe let's say 20%, because some people ain't really good on saving. Now, time go by, you feel me? Maybe a year or two go by, you got a couple dollars saved, and now you can afford to invest in something other than what you're doing far as going to work daily or whatever, or every other day, or however you earned your paycheck. But you know what I mean? You want to make some type of, have some type of opportunity, some type of goals on owning something. Because me, I don't want to be a fucking slave the rest of my life. That's just me personally. I don't want to be a fucking slave. You feel me? I want to own some shit. I want to, you know what I mean, hire my own workers, buy my own product, and like, you know what I mean, and charge what I want up for my own product. Like, that's the type of shit I'm into. If your ass look like retirement, for me, gotta be like 70 fucking years old. I think it's like 70 when I'm eligible to retire. I wish the fuck I would. I'm 34 years old now. You feel me? I'm 34 years old now. So that's what, I gotta work like another 40 something fucking years before I can retire or some shit like that, or, you know what I mean? Or 30 something years, whatever the fuck it is, but you know what I mean? But anyway, it's like, I'd be damned if I wait till I'm 70 years old trying to travel and see the world and, you know what I mean? By then, you got all these health problems and you up in age and you can't even really do shit that's actually physical. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, I'm trying to get it while I'm young and can enjoy my fucking money. You feel me? I want to not be fucking working for somebody else in the next year or two. Like, retire that fucking early, like at 36. You feel me? But, yeah, it's like, yeah, so it's like, the whole thing of this, podcast, the whole topic, the whole point of this is, motherfuckers just need to stop making excuses. I done heard them all. You feel me? Stop making excuses. Stop putting yourself in a situation to depend on somebody. You feel what I'm saying? It's okay to date and go over your girl house or go over your man house or whatever you do doing. But if y'all ain't looking, if y'all ain't fucking engaged or married, then y'all shouldn't be playing house together. You feel me? That nigga, let him have his own shit. Excuse me. Let him have his own shit. You got your own shit. You come over, or they come over, or, you know what I mean? Then, you know what I mean? When you ready, when you done, and you ready to... Yeah, I'm back with the rest of the first segment I was just talking about, as far as excuses. Basically, the whole thing in a nutshell, you know what I mean? You just want to go up. You just want to go out, grind, and get it, and stop depending and counting on people, and feel like a motherfucker owe you something. You feel me? And pretty much, that's what it is. And like, back to what I was saying, like, when you're dating somebody, and things is, you know, y'all ain't like that puppy love phase, and you know what I mean? It's like, like, don't move in with your partner. You feel me? Male or female. You feel me? Don't do that. Unless y'all engaged or married, that's not a good move. I'm only speaking from experience. That's the worst shit I ever could have did in a relationship. But, you know, pretty much that's about it. You know, basically, you know, that's it. You know, I'm signing out. You know, you can reach me on my IG at LarryLove11587. You can catch me on Facebook at Larry Taylor. You can check out my YouTube channel, Unanswered Questions. And, you know, everybody just, you know, get money and stay dangerous. Peace.